How many of yesterday's so-called conspiracy theories must be revealed as the truth before that worn-out label is finally abandoned? It's still out there, of course, casually tossed at anyone questioning lies, old lies and new lies. For as long as it lasts, I'll be proud and relieved to wear the badge of conspiracy theorist like a battle scar. It's been a couple of years, at least for me now. But to be a conspiracy theorist is to have been right all along, despite the efforts of the paid-for liars. And it's also to be demonstrably well ahead of the gullible, still believing in smoke and mirrors. Conspiracy theorist was first used by the CIA to shut down those who doubted the official line about the murder of John F. Kennedy, that fishy old tale about a lone shooter and a magic bullet, and then that lone shooter being shot by another lone shooter before he could talk. That was in the 1960s, and from then, the label conspiracy theorist worked for decades as the means to make thinking people too scared to speak when they smelt a rat. Let 2024 be the year of clearing out the rubbish, the trash, the long overdue year when the past or sell-by date labels, conspiracy theorist among them, are cast into the dustbin of history. Conspiracy theorist is hardly the only label used for ridiculing and so discouraging the truth. Over the last couple of years, those paid-for liars were churning them out like there was no tomorrow. Indeed, frightening people into thinking there would be no tomorrow unless they did as they were told was the whole point of the exercise. Granny killer, COVIDiot, denier. After conspiracy theorists, my own personal favourite is unvaxxed, still actually applied as though it were an insult. I sit here before you loud and proud as an unvaxxed conspiracy theorist, although I'll be honest and say, like many others, I worried about the consequences of outing myself as someone who had refused the jibby jab. Remember when to admit being unjabbed was not just to risk ridicule, but exile from society, inability to earn a living. What was I afraid of? For some of the time, I think I was actually afraid of being right. Because what I came to think about those products as the months passed and the coercion to submit to them intensified kept me awake at night. But I know now that I've yet to meet anyone that regrets not letting that succession of pricks anywhere near them. To this day, I don't know anyone personally who died of COVID, but I do know or knew too many people who have since and suddenly and unexpectedly died of something else, or been diagnosed with life-changing chronic illness. Hardly a month goes by without my hearing about another heart attack, another stroke, another 20-something dropping dead when no one had any reason to doubt they were in otherwise perfect health. Since January 2022, there have been more than 100,000 excess deaths in the UK, 30,000 more than the total of British civilians that died during the 6 years of World War II. What rational person resists asking questions about a statistic like that? More and more serious people, scientists and physicians among them, question whether COVID-19 even was a pandemic and suggest the deaths of the elderly during that time were at least in part on account of treatment meted out to them that was inappropriate, to say the least. All of this is in the public domain, and I say demands serious contemplation. Pfizer is being sued by the state of Texas for allegedly mis-selling its vaccine product there, wildly overstating its efficacy. The AstraZeneca product has long since been withdrawn and is routinely labelled defective. And yet Bill Gates, who has described vaccines as his best ever investment, is out and about promoting the use of products built upon the mRNA platform in livestock and arable crops that might be the food of billions of people. Having conspiratorial tendencies may actually be the best protection out there. More and more of us say the elephant in the room when it comes to a grown-up conversation about all the unexpected dying is the suggestion of a temporal link between excess deaths and the rollout of the jabs. A factor among all the rest and surely demanding of rational consideration is that excess dying in both 2022 and 2023, when hardly anyone died of COVID, continued at over 9% after the rollout of the products marketed and frantically pushed by all and sundry as vaccines against the disease. Whatever those people are dying of, it isn't COVID. Pfizer have long since made clear they were never even asked to test if their product would stop transmission from person to person, and yet the apparent certainty of its stopping the spread to granny was preached as holy writ. It's no longer a sin to raise the subject, at least anywhere but in the House of Commons and in parliaments all around the West, obviously. And everywhere there are louder and louder calls for the once and for all withdrawal from the market of the various injectables. But still, most medical professionals are yet to voice any doubts or concerns of their own. How long must we wait to hear, at the very least, evidence of their curiosity about what happened and is happening, all that inexplicable dying and accelerating illness, from tens of thousands of health professionals who actively promoted injections and who are in many cases still doing so? I make no apologies for still banging on about the jabs and the excess deaths, despite the ridicule it still draws in my direction. And I'll keep on banging on until every last drop of the truth is squeezed into the public domain. But my incredulity at the maintenance of conspiracy theorists as an insult goes much further than that. Right now, we're being treated to the Epstein client list, the list that was maintained and jealously guarded by the world's most famous dead paedophile. Most famous, apart maybe from Jimmy Savile, honoured by royalty and the state both. Like many people, I don't for one minute accept that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. To me, no serious, honest person could accept as much at face value, swallowing the official line that outside his super secure cell, his guards were asleep and the security cameras turned off just at the time when he managed to break his own neck by hanging from a knotted sheet while in a seated position, a feat not replicated before or since in any so-called soft hanging. And yet, surprise, surprise, to question the state narrative on that shaggy dog tail and the corruption it revealed was also to be a conspiracy theorist, maybe even a domestic terrorist, to use another label currently being oversold by those with so much to lose. Now that conspiracy theory, which is to say talk of murder to silence a blackmailer financed by people richer and more powerful than him, is openly discussed. Who knows what more might be revealed from that murky store? It's still borderline treasonous to question the legitimacy of the 2020 US election, and yet we have long known that the truth of the Hunter Biden laptop, the honest and open revelation and discussion of which, at the time, might have affected that election in a way not beneficial to his dad, Joe, was determinedly suppressed by the media and the tech giants acting in concert. If that's not interfering with an election in favour of one side over another, I don't know what is. This time around, with the latest US election looming, the Democrat White House is striking from ballots the name of their biggest and most popular rival, and even doing the same to what it considers renegade Democrat candidates. The US government may yet put Donald J. Trump in jail to try and thwart his return to the White House. Once the land of the free, now more and more commentators are describing the US as behaving increasingly like a banana republic. And yet, with a straight face, Hillary Clinton and the rest of US political royalty loudly declare they are acting to defend democracy itself. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and I say what's quacking in and around the White House now is a flock of shameless crooks, as corrupt and dangerous to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness as it gets. Of course, conspiracy theorist, granny killer, COVIDiot, COVID denier, election denier, domestic terrorist and the rest are hardly the limit of the name calling. In an attempt to shut down questions about the war in Ukraine, anyone asking was automatically to be labelled a Putin apologist. Now a generation of Ukrainians lies cold in the clay, to be sickened by the slaughter of tens of thousands of people in Gaza, children and babies among them, is to be labelled an anti-Semite, despite the fact Jewish people all over the world have joined the pleas for the killing to stop. It's not just bombs and bullets snuffing out lives in Gaza now, but man-made famine and its attendant pestilence. All four horsemen of the apocalypse are therefore abroad in that tortured scrap of land, and yet the majority of the nations of the West cheer them ever onwards. I've been called all the names. It's virtually a rite of passage on the road to accepting the obligation we have as members of the human race to voice doubt and ask questions about courses of action being adopted on our behalf by people we did, or in our case, didn't vote for. Here's the thing. Exactly how long is the lag between the bandying about of conspiracy theorist and the application of more accurate labelling instead, being perhaps person who knew and said so despite the certainty of abuse. How long is it to be in future? 2 years? 2 months? 2 days? Because it feels to me like the gap is closing faster and faster. So many state and corporate lies are exposed. Those of us paying attention already await the next lie. Cyber attack, war against Iran, whatever. We're stepping out into a new year. I'd like to hope it might be a year of change for the better, away from state-sanctioned lies and towards truthful answers to questions from honest people. The US is not alone in contemplating an election this year. At least 40 countries around the world are doing likewise. We'll likely have one too. I said it was time to clear out the trash. And I mean it.